Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show. We are inside the Labatt Blue Studio. As always, you can find all of our Penn State football podcasts online, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, or better yet, download the app, Keystone Sports, from the App Store on your phone. If you don't have the app, you're not doing it right. There you can get all our content and ask your questions for our upcoming Ask Ross segment. Welcome in, everybody. Thanks for joining us. More than halfway through August, Bob Flounders. First of all,
yeah, they've already. Wednesday was the 11th practice, so it's halfway through August, but they're way more than halfway through camp.
They're halfway through camp. You know what? I think next weekend we have college football. FBS kicks off.
I'm more excited about the fact that this is the Labatt Blue Studio because I think the more that Labatt takes over, I think the greater the chance that there'll be plenty of Labatt in the nearby vicinity.
We got a full jam-packed hour for you. Yeah, I know you're like, I'm not going to say anything. You like your daddy sodas too. I'm Andy Shea. Joining me, as you've heard, Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. It's going to be the Bob and Andy show this week. Yes. Third member of our on-air team, that would be Ross the Boss, none other than Ross Tucker. He's on assignment this week. I have no idea where Ross is or what Ross is doing. I just know he can't be with us this week. So we're going to kick off with some news and notes. Quarter number two, that'll be Tucker's Tape. That's brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Bob will be sitting in for that. They are your questions, his answers. Ask Ross with Bob taking the questions. Brought to you by our good friends at 409TailgateClub.com. I believe they're going to bring us some barbecue in today. I just had to say that. And quarter number four, we're going to go outside the box, you and I, Bob, on offense. First of all, Labatt Blue is giving away a pair of tickets to every home game this season. For your chance to win tickets to the Appalachian State game, visit one of these three great outlets, Beer Express in Harrisburg, Happy Valley Refreshment in Bowlesburg, or Express Beverage in Montoursville. We will pull the winner on air next week. I know last week we said it would be this week, but we're going to give you another week.
So there you go with math again.
We're going to pull the winner on air next week, and we're going to do so for every home game this year. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Yes, it makes you laugh, Mr. Flounders.
I'm impressed. I couldn't do it. I'm a fail if it comes to reading that.
Let's start with some news and notes. I know you have a little man crush morning going on.
Yeah.
It is truly unfortunate to hear that Ryan Buchholz's Penn State career is over. His football playing career is pretty much over. That back injury that he sustained in high school that he carried through into his college playing days at Penn State, won out. He was projected to be a starter at defensive end. He took to social media on Wednesday to announce that due to his back issues, he will no longer play. Your reaction, and I wanted to say, do you think that affects the defensive end position all that much?
Well, normally I would say yes, but I'm going to say no because James Franklin talking about it, he made it pretty clear. They were pretty sure this was coming. I'm not sure how much he worked in spring. This has been an ongoing issue, which I wasn't aware how serious it was, but I was a little curious when I saw in the spring and I heard, I think Sean Spencer and Dwight Gall, he was down to 258 from 276.
Right.
And I was a little curious why he did that. I know Ross was like, why is he so light? And, you know, it could have been for a lot of reasons, but you just didn't know how much weight work he could do. But the other thing is you didn't know if he wanted to take the weight off to try and maybe ease the burden on his back
and try.
I don't know if that was the case, but my sense is that Penn State was prepared for this. And while he was a good player when he played last year, and while he would have been a good player if he was 100% the next 2 years, I think that this is an opening, and I think that Yetur Gross-Matos is going to seize it.
Number 99.
Yes. If I had to pick one player,
oh my gosh,
we could talk about this, down the line.
Right.
But Penn State. This is probably Penn State's or was Penn State's deepest position. They have guys in all different shapes and sizes. I do think that as much as they're going to miss Ryan Buchholz, I do think this is a great opportunity, not only for Yetur, but also for Shane Simmons and even for Shaka Toney.
Yeah, I think it is as well. It's still, I mean, Buchholz was a good football player. You just liked watching him play, and it's sad for him. He was not the only one. Jordan Miner, freshman defensive back. He's a three-star. He was a three-star recruit in the 2018 class from Florida. He's also done playing as well.
Yeah.
He announced because of a heart condition that he can no longer play. So, I mean, he's a freshman.
Probably, you know, even tougher for him.
Redshirt freshman. Yeah, because he didn't get anything.
Yeah, I think it's one thing to have a back issue that you kind of had to maintain. I think it's another to have a heart issue. I mean, right. I don't know how serious it is. But so this is the fourth Penn State player in the last couple of months that has kind of had to walk away from football because of physical issues, you know, not a Siju, which yep. they went down there to tell him, so they knew about it. I think Jordan Miner was, of the four, the one that Penn State was a little bit caught off guard about. Jake Zembeck. Now, and it's also for the fans, it's worth noting that like a few years back, the NCAA instituted medical scholarships for just this situation.
Right.
So my guess, James wouldn't say how many they're allowed to give out, but my guess is now these guys move off of the count.
Right.
And they're now on medical scholarships, and they're allowed to kind of continue you know, their education, which I think is great, and James said that as well. But, yeah, that's four now. And James has said in 23 years he's never really had to deal with this many players. And let's be honest, of the four, three of them, I really think could have helped. I don't think that Jake Zembeck was ever going to play at Penn State.
I agree.
So hopefully he can get on with his life. But yeah, Ryan Buchholz and Jordan Miner make it four, and it's just been a very interesting summer for Penn State.
Yeah, it's been a little bit difficult. That takes their scholarship number, I think, probably with two more down to 82. I think whatever the NCAA number is that allows Penn State, they should petition or whatever. I mean, you had heart condition, bad back, shoulder of a quarterback means quarterback is done. So
with the heart stuff, I think it's great that they're able to detect it. You know what I mean?
Right.
However they do it, because, you know, who knows 20 years ago, you know, if they were going to be able to do that. So best of luck to all of them. Ryan Buchholz on the cusp of I think doing some good things, and we'll never know about some of the others.
You got to find a new man crush.
I know. I'm already on it. That's gonna have to be a segment, I think, between now and the start of the season. I know who your man crush is. I'm not sure about Ross's.
Oh, I know who Ross is.
I know it's Jan Johnson. Jan Johnson.
Yeah.
I got to come up with one.
You got to come up with a new one. Mine's Connor McGovern. You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Bob Flounders, Andy Shea, we're kicking off quarter number one. It's a Bob and Andy show this week. No Ross Tucker. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm not going to say it out loud. I'll let you guys decide. So Wednesday, practice availability. You were up in State College.
Mm-hmm.
I am correct. Coach James Franklin had about a 12 or 13-minute press conference. What were some of your takeaways? What did you figure out? What did you know? What did you learn?
Yeah. So Matt Limegrover was available. Trace McSorley was available. Sharif Miller was available. So in order, so James was asked about eight questions about the kids with the medicals, and that took up the majority of his press conference. But he was asked, and stunningly, he the minute he gave the answer, he realized he shouldn't have. So it's not huge news. Manny Bone won't start against Appalachian State. He's one of their best three linebackers, but this is part of, I think, the fallout from him being suspended last year and getting back in the good graces of the coaching staff and the players. He looks good. That doesn't mean he won't play, but he was asked, and he said no, he won't. He said he didn't even tell him. So, but he also talked about their six best linebackers and kind of, are they getting close to making a decision? So Manny's one of the six. It sure sounds, by all indications, Jan Johnson's going to be the number one middle linebacker to start the season. He talked about Koa. He talked about Cam Brown. I think he likes Cam Brown as well. So those guys, that would be four. Then he talked about the true freshmen. And the first freshman he mentioned was Jesse Luceda. He said he's made a move. He also said Micah Parsons has been doing some good things, of course. But I think it just speaks to the fact that Micah is a player that is a disruptor. And you're going to see him when he is on the field a couple times, maybe even as a true freshman. And it could be on special teams. It could be in a rushing role. Do some great things, but there might be some. I don't think he's quite up to speed yet. I think Jesse Luceda, though, has kind of embraced the all-around skill set that kind of goes with playing linebacker, and I think he is definitely one of the six. He didn't mention Jay Cooper. He mentioned Jarvis Miller a little bit. Ellis Brooks he forgot, and I think he's the backup middle linebacker. But those are your six, and I think that's your probable two deep if they stay healthy.
I think in some respects that for all of the freakish plays that Micah Parsons is capable of making, that Jesse's passed him on the trust factor. In other words, play in and play out, if you're going to have to play one of those two, it sounds to me like Jesse would be the one that would get more consistent snaps over Micah. Who might disrupt the game more? Duh. That's going to be Parsons. But the six, the one thing I found the Big Ten Network was at Penn State last week, and I found it very revealing that the three sort of things, including the kickers, glad you're not here, Ross, including the kicking game, which I still think is something that's important, but he talked about defensive tackle and he talked about linebackers that during camp and so far what he's seen, it's kind of surprised him a little bit, and they're further ahead than he would have thought by this point. And I thought that was revealing.
Yeah. Well, when you have projects that are great athletes,
true,
you're already winning half the battle, and I think that's what he was trying to refer to. Once the rest of it gets caught up to the athleticism, I think they're going to be his fastest defense. A couple other notes: Michael Mennett is still at center. Trace McSorley made it sound like he is the center. So
yeah, I kind of got the impression he's
going to be the guard. Mennett's going to be the center. Sharif Miller was raving about Yetur Gross-Matos and said, "Yeah, he's." He talked about Shaka. He talked about Shane Simmons when asked, but when a couple times he was asked about who are the guys, you know, no more Ryan Buchholz, who are the guys that have stepped up. Number 99 was the first guy he mentioned. He's so big, and he can move so well for a guy so big that it's going to be hard, I think, for offensive tackles. They're gonna see him and think his game is built entirely around power, and that would be a mistake. James said Shaka Toney is not a one-dimensional player anymore. That remains to be seen. But so they don't have Torrence Brown, at least not to start the year.
Right.
Who knows if he'll play?
Yeah.
They don't have Ryan Buchholz. So, and the other thing you have to remember is because they don't have a lot of depth at defensive tackle, Kevin Givens was a guy they kicked outside to defensive end to start
when
Buchholz got hurt.
Right.
I don't think they can do that anymore. They need him too much inside. So they have their bases covered, but it's probably a good idea if they don't lose any more defensive ends.
Yeah, if you don't lose any more defensive ends. The thing about Yetur Gross-Matos is if you're a true freshman and you can't be missed on the field, you're only going to have a greater impact going forward. I think he's definitely the starter. All right, one more note quick before we get out. Rivals released their latest top 100 for the 2019 class. See, we're going to get some recruiting stuff in for you. Five Penn State verbal commitments made the top 100 in the 2019 class. Devin Ford, 15. John Dunmore, 54. Linebacker Brandon Smith, 58. Offensive lineman Caden Wallace, 69. And offensive lineman Salim Worley, 82. That'll do it for quarter number one. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
It's time to own summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't do this anywhere but Pennsylvania summer. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light special loving Pennsylvania cans celebrating Pennsylvania's top spots. And stop by Beer Express, 4949 Queen Street in Harrisburg, for your chance to enter to win Labatt's tickets for the Appalachian State game. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light.